Anyway, we need to move it. It's that time on a Monday where we recap what went down over the weekend. We get it, and we call it Divine Shine, and it goes a little like this.
Down the lane he comes, floating around the wing. Oh, in! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard! How dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi! Into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
Yes, sir. You heard Steve say it. Final segment of the 4 o'clock hour for Sports Talk on a Monday. That means it's time for Divine Shine, brought to you by Hop Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, creaminess of a hef, all the hop aroma of a Northwest Pale. Steve, Nick, and I are going to give our top performers or performances from over the weekend. And I'm going to start because I said so. So we just heard the clip of Leo Messi, so I'm going to start with some soccer. So I know it's the International Champions Cup, which is a bunch of soccer friendlies that don't really matter. But the wonder kid, Christian Pulisic, shined.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
So he plays for Borussia Dortmund, who were going up against Liverpool in Charlotte, and he essentially single-handedly led them to a 3-1 win. Now, it's a friendly, but Pulisic doesn't get many opportunities to show his home country fans how good he is, so he kind of has to take advantage, and he did. First earned a penalty in the box, scored on the try, then broke a 1-1 tie in the 89th minute with a great goal on a breakaway, then in the 93rd minute broke down a defender in the box, had his shot saved, but the rebound set up an easy goal for a teammate. Oddly enough, he won Player of the Match award for the game, but couldn't accept it because it's sponsored by Heineken and he's only 19 years old. So I don't know. Hey, USA Soccer, you got one of the best players in the world for the next decade. How about you not mess it up? Either way, the kid shined.
I'm going next.
Do it.
Eddie Pepperell shined at the Open this weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
Eddie of Oxfordshire, England, is the 72nd ranked golfer in the world. He finished the Open tied for 6, shooting a 5-under on Sunday. He was the clubhouse leader. He shot a 67. That was the best score of the day by anybody, and that's just great. But what makes this even better is this quote that Pepperell gives while he was watching the big names roll into the Carnoustie clubhouse. He says, quote, "Yeah, I was a little hungover, I won't lie, I had too much to drink last night." That is absolutely incredible. If you're listening to this, you too might have had a hangover at one point or another. I know I have, and they are
not
horrible. It's hard enough to sit on the couch and even watch golf while you're hungover, let up and being around walking and playing it. And what makes this even more credible, his tee time was at 11:45, and in my experience, if you're still hungover at like 11:45, you are really hungover, dude. Even though he tweeted out later, I remember having a shower and brushing my teeth, so I'd say I'm fine. An Englishman at the Open shooting a 67 on Sunday is a truly shining moment, but doing it hungover makes it that much better.
Oh my heavens!
Let's just drink while he plays golf like the rest of us.
All right, I'm going with the hottest team in Major League Baseball. Those Pittsburgh Pirates are shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
And his team made the playoffs 3 straight years, 13 through 15, then lost 83 games, then 87 last year, traded Garrett Cole, their ace, to the Astros, and their former MVP, Andrew McCutchen, went to the Giants. This was one of those trust-the-process seasons, and they were decent, but, you know, as of July, they were 8 games under 500, and while I'm not going to hang on a limb as they're 8 behind the Cubbies in the Central, but they're in it for the wild card, they've won 9 straight, and yeah, 3 came against the Reds, but left fielder Corey Dickerson remains one of baseball's best secrets. They're only 2 games over 500. So this whole conversation could be academic by the time we do this segment next week. But for now, Buccos shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle.
I'm going to go with my Oakland Athletics. They seem to be the fun talking point for everybody right now. Still third in the AL West. People love saying they're killing it right now, though. Over the weekend, they continued to shine.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
So they had a home-and-home six-game series with the Giants. They took four of those. That includes a walk-off win on Saturday when Jonathan Lucroy drove in Matt Chapman in the 11th. It includes a walk-off win yesterday in which Chris Davis and Matt Olson each homered twice. Newly acquired Jairus Familia from the Mets picked up his first win as an A after pitching two scoreless innings. And Chapman drove in Marcus Semien on a ground ball that bounced past Gold Glover Brandon Crawford. Now, I don't really enjoy reveling in the misfortune of other people I care about, unless it's sports. So to Nick, I say, neener, 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 because my Oakland Athletics shine.
I was rooting for the A's because the Giants did this really dumb thing where they didn't use A's in any of their posts, and it was so petty and dumb, I wanted them to lose. Matt Carpenter of the St. Louis Cardinals shined this weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
Carpenter won NL Player of the Week honors for lighting the post-All-Star break on fire against the Cubs. He hit .529, had 9 hits, 6 of them were homers, 8 of them were extra base hits, he had 10 RBIs, and he only struck out twice in the always rare 5-game series against the Cubs. The best day of his weekend was Friday night. He went 5-for-5, 5 extra base hits, 7 RBIs, and 3 home runs. He raised his average from .263 to .277 in 5 games, which is incredible. He shined very bright.
Oh my heavens!
Do we have time for me, or should I
do it?
Okay.
Do it.
New
do
British New British Open champ Frankie Molinari.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible.
35 years old, not hungover. He never won a major. Almost did last year in the PGA. He was runner-up. Will you shut the hell up? This was his 36th major, and he's missed the cut 25% of the time.
You're shining.
But he's taken the claret jug back to his birthplace of Turin, Italy. Like many of the guys said during and after, he's got a hot hand. I mean, 3 weeks ago, he shot a 62 on the last day and won the Quicken Loans by 8. And with the shot to capture his first Grand Slam on the weekend, 65 Saturday, 69 yesterday, and he didn't make a bogey. 6 birdies Saturday, 2 Sunday, and yesterday he's played with Tiger, which usually adds strokes, but this guy ice water in his veins, Jones, now up to number 6 in the world rankings. PGA Championship at St. Louis starts August 9th. Our British Open champ is shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!